USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hackers working for Russia, China, and Iran have recently escalated their attacks around the United States presidential race. Microsoft's Vice President of Customer Security and Trust, Tom Burt, wrote in a blog post that the company's cybersecurity experts have recently seen large upticks in hackers targeting political campaigns. The announcement comes as the presidential campaigns are now pushing into the final 2 months of the race, one that has national security officials as well as private companies on edge after Russia's election manipulation efforts in 2016. While attackers from all three countries have been spotted targeting people tied to Biden and Trump's campaign, Russia's GRU, its military intelligence agency, remains the biggest threat, according to John Hultquist, the director of intelligence at Mandiant. In a separate technical blog post, Microsoft found that both China and Iran have been attacking the Trump campaign. This is USA Radio News.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill allowing prisoners who fight fires while incarcerated to have their records expunged once they're released. This would clear a path for the inmates to become regular firefighters, something they were unable to do previously. The bill lets prisoners who served at a state firefighting camp or on a county fire hand crew to apply, as the court can erase their convictions so they can qualify as EMTs. The Golden State has long relied on inmates to fight fires, and approximately 3,100 inmates are currently helping keep flames at bay during the West Coast fires. New political polls show the race tightening in four battleground states, with Joe Biden having a slight edge now over President Donald Trump, including one of the key states Trump flipped to the Republican column in 2016. The New York Times poll shows Biden leading in Minnesota, slightly ahead in Wisconsin, and closer races in Nevada and New Hampshire. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
For the first time, the Medal of Honor has gone to a service member for actions in the fight against the Islamic State. USA's Tim Berg has details.
President Trump is awarding the Medal of Honor to U.S. Army Delta Force Sergeant Major Thomas Patrick Payne.
Pat, you embody the righteous glory of American valor. We stand in awe of your heroic daring and gallant deeds. You truly went above and beyond the call of duty to earn our nation's highest military honor.
Payne joined the military shortly after the September 11th terrorist attacks. President Trump says Payne is an inspiration for all Americans.
Today he joins the immortal company of our most revered American heroes. Pat, you personify the motto, Rangers lead the way, and you inspire us all.
Payne is also the first living Delta Force member to receive the award since the creation of the counterterrorism unit in the late 1970s. The niece of Osama bin Laden wrote a letter of support to the U.S. on the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. Nur bin Laden wrote on Twitter that not a day has gone by since that horrible, tragic day that she hasn't thought of America. She adds that she has privately grieved with Americans for the lives lost. The New York Post reports that she has stressed that her feelings and values are, quote, diametrically opposed to the name that she bears. Bin Laden recently endorsed President Trump for re-election. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.